One. We didn't do Make a Difference Mondays yesterday because, well, it was mad here at NASREC. This time yesterday, the Cyril Ramaphosa just found out that he was going to be president of the ANC, and we were seeing the election of the other top six. So we moved the Make a Difference Monday to having one every day this week, just to make us feel a little bit better about ourselves. Johan van der Walt is the Foundation Program Manager for Africa at SAGE, and you guys have got a really interesting formula. You are accounting software people after all, so one would expect a spreadsheet type approach to making a difference. Joanne, tell me how you do it spreadsheet style.
Hello Bruce. Okay, so I'll get right into it. SAGE Foundation was established about 2 years ago, and we've got a 2+2+2 model. So there's your bean counting stuff. The first two is we give away time, so we ask our colleagues to volunteer at least 5 days a year. So in Africa, this last year, we managed to get 5,400 volunteer days out of our business in this region. The second two is we give away money in the form of grants and donations, and we give that away in various formats, either through open round grant applications or enterprise funds, or just basically approaching not-for-profits that align with our theme. And then the third two is we obviously give away software, because that's what we do. So we've got three cloud products which SAGE promotes. The first is the entry-level SAGE One, the second is SAGE Live, and the third is X3. And for any not-for-profit that's eligible, they're able to apply and successfully get that software implemented.
Now, the money part and the software part are a no-brainer. Any company can give away money, and if they can give away their core, part of their core service, that's nice as well. I'm interested in the people side of this. The 5 days that you ask your staff to donate, are these five of their days, or are they five company days?
Five company days. So as you would apply for any other type of leave, they apply for SAGE Foundation leave. And it's part of their working day. So we don't expect them to volunteer on a Saturday or a Sunday or in their own time. And there's various ways they can spend their volunteer time. You know,
and I'm sorry to interrupt you there, because that's what stands out for me here, Joanne, is that this is a corporation saying to staff, you can use 5 work days a year to go and do good work. That is a cost to company. That is a cost in time. That is a cost in productivity. And I'm sure they have to make up for it on other days of the week and work a little bit smarter and a bit harder. But this is what makes you stand out, is that you're giving away 5 company days per person per year to go and do good. And that's why I'm interested in chatting.
Exactly. So the 5 days, sometimes it's difficult to achieve. If you think about it, SAGE is quite a call center intensive business. We have a lot of incoming calls every month. We have salespeople on the phone. So it's difficult for them to get away from their desks. And so we allow them to use those 5 days in different ways. It doesn't just have to be going out and digging a hole or planting a vegetable garden. We do a lot of desk-based volunteering as well. So we've got a couple of very nice projects, one on the go, which we launched today, actually, with an organization called Kulimani. It came to us via your former colleague, Reedy Clubby, and it's an organization, a membership-based organization that needs help doing data capturing. So what better way to spend the quiet time at the office instead of watching movies than helping Kulimani with their data capturing? So for every 8 forms they capture, it could be 1 day of volunteering.
But that's, I mean, that's a wonderful way of doing it. Now, tell me the effect on SAGE of allowing staff to do this, to take company time to do something that has purpose. Do you see a reciprocal impact on people's attitude towards work, the way they tackle their tasks, the way they do their work?
Definitely. So we know that our colleagues love the volunteering. We know from research that we've done in the past. We did a piece of research called Walk With Me, and we know that young millennials want to work for organizations that give back. And specifically in South Africa and Africa, we actually 61% of respondents, the survey said globally they would sacrifice profits to stay true to their values, and that rose 78% in South Africa and 83% in Nigeria. So we know it's important. In terms of how we plan and the business, we've got a schedule, global schedule, which tells us when the busiest times are, specifically in our contact centers, and we make sure that we don't dump volunteer opportunities on them at the last minute. So there's two ways that they can volunteer. We present opportunities to the business and they can sign up, or they come to us and say, we'd like to go and support XYZ not-for-profit.
Joanne van der Velde, thank you for telling us the story of how SAGE does, makes a difference. The Foundation Program Manager for Africa at SAGE, the 2+2+2 principle, because they're accounting software that can add up to any number you like. The first number is actually makes 5, and that is the 5 days a year in which SAGE staff can volunteer company time. And then the reciprocal benefit of that is more engaged staff, people who feel that they have purpose. And when the company says, you know, you don't have to take a leave day to go and do some good, or to squeeze your work into the day, you can use it in your own work time. That makes all the difference. Make a Difference Mondays, of course, on a Tuesday, because we had to postpone from last night because of the ANC elective conference, trying to inspire you to do corporate social investment, to try and think about the way in which you engage with a very, very needy world differently.